the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 135, Taking Time. Despite the depressing conditions of our world and the distortions of our society, or even the problems and conflicts of our own lives, let us take time to praise the Lord.
As we take our place in our workday world, let us begin by praising the Lord. When we meet with our family and friends, let us unite our voices in praises to the Lord. Without our God to praise and worship and serve, there is no real purpose in life.
When you feel you are forgotten, your loving God never forgets. When you are tired and lonely, your great God will never leave your side.
God has reached out to his lost children to lovingly draw them to himself. He gives them identity and purpose, a name and a goal, and makes them eternally secure and significant.
Let us praise the Lord. He makes our lives and our living every hour and every day truly worthwhile, and we belong to him forever.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Today, we reflect on Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Very often when I think about my vocation story, I always wanted to be a priest from the time I was in second grade, but kept putting it off. I signed up to go to the high school seminary in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, when I was in eighth grade, but decided I wanted to stay in Perryville and go to the Catholic high school there. And so that's where I went. I came to the senior year of high school and continued to have that feeling inside me that I wanted to be a priest. And I went off to nursing school and became a registered nurse. I think it was only when I finally started asking the question, what does the Lord want for me, that I could finally say yes and enter the seminary and move towards studying to become a priest. It was like I always had it in my heart, but it was only when I let the Lord really lead me and when I really ask myself, what does the Lord want, that my steps were established. All of us need to do that in our lives more and more. We have desires, we have things we want to do with our lives, but I think we have to ask, what does the Lord want? And how can the Lord really move my heart to a fuller appreciation of him and his will, so that we might ultimately experience the fullness of life that he desires for us?
Thank you.
formed by God's hand and alive in His Spirit, we bow our heads before Him and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you are abounding in forgiveness and mercy and a goodness that I cannot understand in this life. I worship you with all my heart and soul. As I sit in regret and guilt over past sin, remind me of your forgiveness. Let me feel your mercy and rest in your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
May God's peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Go now in His protection and care, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So glad you were with us in prayer today, my friends. Thank you. Now let's go forth and in the love of God, create something beautiful for Him. And we'll see you tomorrow.